ज्ञान स्मरण दस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, रिगार्डिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट इज वर्किंग, we are talking about the spiritual existence of the living being. By evolutionary process we come to the human form of life, and here we have got developed consciousness. We can decide now which way to go forward. There are different planetary systems that we can experience. We can see innumerable planets upwards and downwards. So the upper planetary system is called Sarvaloka, or the heavenly planets, and the middle planetary system is called Martaloka or Bhuloka, in which we are staying at the present moment, and the down planetary system is called Pataloka or downwards. Downwards means fall down, upwards means getting promotion, and middle means we remain where we are now. That is indication is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Uddham gacchanti sattva, those who are cultivating the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. And madhye tishtanti rajasa, those who are passionate or under the modes of passion, they remain in the middle planetary system. And jaghanna gunavrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa, and those character is very abominable, they go down. And beyond this, there is another nature that is called spiritual nature, which is beyond this material universe. There we understand that is eternal. This material nature is not eternal. It is manifested or created, and again it is dissolved or annihilated. But beyond this material nature, there is another nature. There are also innumerable planets. They are known as Vaikuntha planets or Vrindavan planet, that is the kingdom of God. If we transfer ourselves to that eternal nature, then we won't have to come back to this material nature again. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. Any man who goes to that eternal nature, he hasn't got to come back again to this material nature. The material nature has been explained as dukkhalayam asasat. Material nature is full of miserable conditions. And the most miserable condition is explained as janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. So we living entities, we are eternal, part and parcel of God. God is eternal and we are also eternal. Just like gold and a little portion of gold, both of them are gold, but the big gold and small gold, that is different. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, qualitatively we are one, quantitatively we are different. Although we are different, still in the spiritual world we can enjoy the same facilities in cooperation with God. We are trying to be happy in this material world. That is not possible, because here there are four principles of miserable condition which we cannot avoid. They are birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, in this life, in the human form of life, where we come after evolutionary process, 8,400,000 species of life, our consciousness being developed, we should decide now whether we shall remain within this material world or we shall go to the spiritual world where the life is eternal. There is no birth, death, old age and disease. So, the Vedic civilization trains all human beings how to go back to home, back to God. That is Vedic civilization. We cannot be happy in this temporary material life. We are working very hard, but if we work a little only, not very hard, there is no need of working very hard. We have created a civilization that we have to work very hard. The Vedic civilization does not recommend that for sense gratification you shall simply work very hard day and night. This is not very good life. You should know what is the value of life, what is the aim of life. God has provided everything for our living condition. We should be satisfied whatever is allotted by God and save time for being promoted to the spiritual world. That is the arrangement already there by nature. It is said, Purnamidam Purnamada Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate. God is complete and His arrangement is also very complete. Everyone has his necessities of life completely. In the Vedas it is said that we are all living entities. God is also the chief living entity. The difference is that one God, ekoja bhunam vidadati kama, He supplies the necessities of all other living entities. In the Christian world also they believe God gives bread to everyone, and they go to the church, oh God, give us our daily bread. But higher philosophy is that we should not, or we need not ask God for our bread. That is already there. We should approach God, how to love Him. That is our business. Otherwise, God is supplying food to the elephant who can eat 40 kilograms at a time, or 40 kg. And the ant eats only 1 grain of sugar. So God is supplying all of them. So there is no question of asking God to give us our food. It is already there. We should not waste our time to ask God for our sense gratification. That arrangement is already there. We should try to know God and try to love Him. That is the business of human form of life. If we are missing that occupational duty, how to learn how to love God? Our philosophy, or this is the philosophy, that that is the first quality religious system which teaches how to love God. Sabhi pumsang paro dharma yatu bhakti radak. And if we learn how to love God without any motive, nobody can check our love of God. And if we reach that platform, then we become actually happy. God is the supreme proprietor of everything. He is friend of everyone, and He is the enjoyer. We, being part and parcel of God, our duty is to serve God how He is pleased. Just like part and parcel of our body, this finger, it is always engaged in serving the body according to the desire of the person. Similarly, how we being part and parcel of God, our duty is to serve God as He wants service from us. This is perfection. If the finger or any part of my body cannot give service to the whole body, it is to be understood that the part is diseased. Similarly, when we do not give service to God, that is our material condition, or diseased condition, or miserable condition. And if we learn how to love God, how to serve Him, that is our healthy condition. So in the material world, everyone is busy. How to satisfy the senses? Nobody is interested to satisfy God. So in this condition of life, we are misled. Misled in this way, that we have got this human form of body, very nice body. And if we are misled, instead of giving service to the Lord, if we simply are engaged in the service of the senses, then we become subject to the karma or fruitive activities. That means we get different types of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. So if we do not properly use this human form of body, if we become subjected to sinful life, then we get a different type of body, very animal life, trees life, plant life, aquatic life, insect life, all even we are promoted to the higher standard of life, as in higher planets, the demigods. The four principles of material miseries, namely birth, death, old age and disease, we cannot avoid, either in the higher planetary or in the lower planetary. But if we want eternal life of bliss and knowledge, then we must endeavor in this life how to go back to home, back to Godhead. And such persons who are endeavoring for this purpose, they are called first-class men. And they are called brahmanas, or the first-class men. So society must be divided into four classes: first class, second class, third class, fourth class. That is general. Those who are endeavoring for realizing God, they are first-class men. Those who are less intelligent, they are trying to rule over the material world, they are second-class men. And those who are engaged in producing food and cow protection, they are third-class. And those who are useless for any of these three occupational duties, they are called fourth-class. And those who are still lower than that, they are called fifth class, sixth class, like that. So, our educational system should be so arranged that there may be first class, second class, third class, fourth class men, not less than fourth class men. Then the social structure will be in order and everyone will be peaceful, aiming at the point how to go back to home, back to God. Unless there is such structure of the society, just like in our body, we have got four divisions, the head, the arms, the belly and the leg. All of them are required, but the position of the head and position of the leg are different. Head means giving direction, and arms mean giving protection, and belly means receiving food or energy of the body, and leg means working. So the human society must be divided into four sections, and they should work combinedly, cooperatively. Then there will be peaceful condition for realization of the goal of life, back to home, back to Godhead. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching this process of life, and the whole world is now in chaos on account of no brain. Just like we have got this body, if the brain is not working in good condition, then he is called a madman. So, in spite of possessing other parts of the body, namely the arm, the belly and the leg, if the head is not in good condition, then the body is useless. At this present moment, there is one top first-class man and also second-class man. The whole world is filled up with third-class, fourth-class, fifth-class men. Therefore, the society is not properly adjusted. By accepting this Krishna consciousness movement, the process is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, we'll find answers for all the problems of life. And if we take it seriously, then the whole human society will be happy, peaceful in this life, and next life they will go back to home, back to Godhead, for eternal blissful life of knowledge. So we are giving literary information in 50 books. Some of the books are distributed here, you can see. Otherwise, the process is very simple. If we chant the holy name of the Lord, we become purified, our heart becomes clean, and we can understand the aim of life, the goal of life. And in this way, everything can be adjusted very nicely. Thank you very much. Become a first class man. The training process is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Where is Bhagavad Gita? Bring it. Sama dama titikha sattam saucham arjavam. Just like you have got formula, how to train medical man, how to train in the mechanical man, or different departmental knowledge. Similarly, you can train how to become first class man, how to become second class man. The direction are already there. You can take advantage of the direction and train people as first class, second class, third class.
When does this training begin? Very youngest age, or?
When does the training begin?
Training, every training should begin from childhood. Just like you send your boys and girls to school. So any educational system should begin from childhood.
What is the secret to learning to love God?
Secret of loving God?
Learning to love.
Yeah, the secret that he must be a first-class man. Otherwise, he does not understand what is God and what to speak of loving.
What is the definition again of the first-class man?
The definition of first-class
man. First-class man? What is it? Bhagavad
Gita.
Huh?
Bhagavad Gita, they did not
pray. What is the nonsense? Not nonsense. First class man, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that he should first of all practice how to control the mind, how to control the senses. Then he must be truthful. He must be very clean outside and inside. He must be very simple. He must be tolerant. He must be full of knowledge. He must apply knowledge in practical life, and he must believe in God. These are the qualification of the first class.
Once a person is trained in one of the classes, can he move to another class once he's been trained?
Class man, he can. Training, he requires training. Even one is in the last class, fourth class, fifth class, sixth class. If he likes, he can be trained up to become a first-class man.
How many followers do you have?
Well, to find out first-class man is very difficult. Therefore, our followers, you cannot count a large number. We are training them to become first-class men. Still, we have got about 10,000 followers in the Western countries.
In the Western? Yes. Where do you train in the Western countries?
We have got our headquarters in Los Angeles. And we have got many centers all over the world.
Who is God? Who is God?
What is that?
Who is God?
Who is God? God means, you know, you have got any definition of God?
Do you have a definition of God?
Beside the point, I am asking the Swami, who is God?
God is great. Great means who is greater than you in every respect. We understand a rich man as very great, a wise man as very great, a strong man is very great. Beautiful man is very great. In this way, there are six opulences: riches, strength, wisdom, beauty, education. In this way, the six opulences, say, when you find in somebody, in full, in complete, without any competition, that is God.
You listed five.
Sixth one is renunciation.
Another renunciation.
Religion strong. Beautiful.
Wealthy. Riches.
Famous.
Riches. Strong.
Famous.
Why? Beautiful education and renunciation.
These six opulences says, when you find in the greatest quantity, nobody can excel. Here, in America, you have a rich man, but nobody can say that I am the richest of all. But God can say that He is richest of all. He is strongest of all. He is wisest of all. He is the most beautiful. In this way, where nobody can compete, nobody can surpass, that is God.
What do you said there are four classes, and the first class is to rule.
Mm-hmm.
The first class should rule.
What do the first class men do?
Is there a position to rule?
The first class man means, I already explained, he is the brain. Everyone should take advice from him. That is first class. And he will give perfect advice. That is first class.
What does he do?
He does give you advice. If you take his advice, then you get perfect advice.
What do the other classes do?
Other classes, the second class, they are supposed to be administrative. They are also very strong. They do not go away when there is fighting. They have got a ruling capacity and they are charitable. They have got 7 qualifications. So, but he rules according to the advice of the first class.
When you speak
then,
of it.
Well, how about the third and fourth classes?
The third class means they should engage themselves how to produce food and give protection to the cow. It is said.
The cow?
Cow, yes.
Cow?
Yes, cow. From where you get milk. That cow. So, the exact word is used in Sanskrit. Krishi Guruksha Manicham Vaishya Karma Sabhana. Vaishya, the third class man is called Vaishya. So, his duty is how to produce food grains for both for the animals and the man. And he gives protection to the cow. And the second class man, the administrator, he gives protection to the human being from danger. Similarly, the third class man is entrusted to give protection to the cows. Cow is very important animal in the society because it is supplying milk, the most nutritious food. And this is the third class man's duty. And the fourth class man means general worker. He has no brain. He simply helps the other three classes. First class, second class, and the third. And below the fourth class man, they are called fifth class, sixth class. So, they are called lower class. Less than the fourth class. So, the society should be generally divided into four classes. As I have given an example, there is head, arm, belly and leg. Equally intelligent as a man.
Equal and intelligent?
Not equally. In the psychology, practical psychology, they have found that a man's brain has been found up to 64 ounces. Woman, 64 ounces man's brain. And woman's brain has been found 36 ounces. Therefore, a woman is not equally intelligent like man.
So where does she fit?
You'll find in practical psychology.
Pardon?
Practical psychology.
She's asking where does woman fit into this structure?
Now, woman is supposed to be assistant of man. He, woman is faithful wife of the first class man, then she also becomes first class. She is assistant of the second class man, then she is also second class. If she is assistant of the third class man, then she is also third class. Because she is assistant, so according to her husband or protector, she becomes first, second, third, fourth.
She doesn't have any structure at all until marriage.
She has got structure, she has got brain, I have already told. But not as good as man's brain.
I mean, she's not qualified as first, second, or third class until she married.
Yes. Woman requires to be protected in childhood by the father, in youthhood by the husband, and in old age by the elderly sons.
Feeling in regard to Mrs. Gandhi's actions in India at the present time, particularly in relation to what you're saying about women, is what's happening there because she has a 36-ounce brain and is incapable of ruling?
Well, but it's scientific proof that is equally applicable to Mrs. Gandhi or to any ordinary.
Is she having problems because she is a woman, though? If a man were in her position...
Why you are trying to put me in the emergency law?
You know what?
Did you say emergency room or
emergency rule?
The emergency rule that is going on in India.
He will be arrested if he says what he
But one thing I can say, Janak, there was a great politician, Chanakya Pandit, under whose name in New Delhi there is a quarter called Chanakya Puri. All the foreign embassies are situated there. He said, Vishasa Naiva Gartabham Sri Surajukulesh. Never trust an woman and a politician. That is his remark, of course, I do not say anything.
Are these books all, have you written all of these books, or are they by other philosophers?
Have you written all of these books?
Yes, I have written all these books.
Who has published them?
We have our own publishing house, Bhaktivedanta Trust. But we are selling our books very nicely.
Is that part of your income to run your
Oh yeah, that is our only income. By selling books.
You commented that you gave the words never trust, if I understood you right, never trust an old man and a politician.
A woman.
A politician.
An old
woman.
Okay.
That is Chanakya Pandit's remark.
Chanakya
Pandit.
You perhaps know there is an embassy quarter in New Delhi, which is called Chanakya Puri, under his name. He was a great politician, about 3,000 years ago, when there was the reign of Chandragupta. He was the prime minister.
On Saturday, would that be down the same route it was last year with the thing at the Civic Center?
Yes.
You'll be serving food?
Yes.
Have you got all the city permits this year? You ran into quite a bit of trouble last year, though.
We started very early this year.
Do you have permits for the warm food? Is that what you didn't have last year?
No, it's all food that's packaged. So
we have to package it.
And your celebrations at 1:30 on the
Civic
Center?
Begins at 1
from state. The city has changed it to 1:30 on Saturday.
State at Quincy,
then to the Civic Center.
And you'll be serving warm and hot packaged food?
Just cold packaged food.
Okay. the cookies and the...
Called Lugloos and Halava and Poppers.
Is that what you served last year?
Yes. And cold water also.
Is that why you're in Chicago for the parade? Or there's something tonight in Evanston?
There's an open house tonight.
What will you be doing Thursday and Thursday and Friday? I need to show my 36 ounce range. Thursday and Friday, will you be having more celebrations?
Yes, there's celebrations going on in the temple daily throughout the day.
Then where does it go?
Next to Philadelphia.
How do you address him in the general? Is he called Swami?
He's addressed by his affectionate disciples as Srila Prabhupada or Your Divine Grace.
So I would speak of him as Your Divine Grace. We go to Philadelphia for another festival.